Sunday night, Lady Shirin Chavis Halvodas, Sharavodas Elokim. And we're in the conversation, question and answer dialogue between the Nefesh and the Seichel. And we built up the whole gratitude thing, and the Nefesh, the Seichel questions the Nefesh, gives it a cross examination if it's ready to really acknowledge Hashem. Acknowledge what Hashem does for the person and really feel. Mamash said gratitude. We said people, we could probably relate to that. We could, access such feelings of gratitude. All right, that's a trick, they say, to access it. If you ever remember having such feelings to someone, so you can access it and say, oh, that's what I feel towards Hashem. So, okay, so now we're ready to roll. So then the Seichel says to the Nefesh, not so fast. Even if you are sincere in your desire to serve Hashem because of gratitude, because if you're just lying to me, then we're all wasting our time, and we might as well just pack our bags and go home. So, again, we're talking about a madrega here. I just want to speak out, as we always do. If you do all the mitzvahs and you keep to the straight and narrow and you don't follow this Chodesh Halvavos, you'll stay out of Gehenna, and you'll even get to Gan Eden, and you'll get a gold star. But you won't get a 5-star rating. That's what he's saying. You won't get a 5-star rating. Shara Vodas Elokim, after the initial, his point is how to get a 5-star rating. And just like a restaurant wants a 5-star rating, so our children in school, they want 5 stars or whatever. They want a Tudat Hitztainut. They want a Tudat Hitztainut. So we also want a Tudat Hitztainut from Hashem. So he's telling us how to get it. But, you have to develop it. So maybe you can't get it without learning Shar HaBechina, because you just don't feel that grateful to Hashem. You never thought about being alive or being able to breathe or just the sun and the stars and the plants and trees and everything. You never thought about it. You thought about going out of Mitzrayim, once a year is good enough for you. So you have all these things to think about. So maybe, yes, so already we're past that. We're up to the stage where we could really summon up a feeling of gratitude when we do mitzvahs, when we refrain from aveiros, because we're grateful to Hashem, and this in some small way is the way we repay Him. As a person is wired to repay the person to whom he has gratitude, to whom he or she has gratitude. But then we plowed further, because it gets even more difficult, quite frankly. So the Seichel says to the Nefesh that, okay, so now we're ready to go. And he calls it bitter medicine, because it's hard work. Okay, he says, no, not okay, because I can't give you medicine until you get rid of the bad food that you're eating. And as long as you're eating bad nutritionally, then what am I going to give you medicine for? It's not going to work. You're still eating terrible eating habits. So the Seichel says, okay. The Nefesh says, okay, what's that? So he says, two bad midos, the many. But there's two main ones. One is that we want to be comfortable. That's one problem. One thing that's stopping us from devotion to Hashem is that we want our guf to be comfortable. So again, of course, Hashem wants us to be comfortable also. Hashem has no interest that we should be in pain or tsar. Certainly Hashem wants us to be comfortable. What the Chavis Halvavos is talking about is that's the goal. That's our goal in life. The goal is to be comfortable and to have a nice car and to have good food and to have pretty things. That's the goal, and if that's the goal, then that's what. So that goal doesn't let you pursue a different, that goal. So you can do two goals, you know, you say, I want to have nice furniture and I want to get a doctorate. That's, that you can do. You say, I want to have a very, very big house, right? More than I need. And I want to also become the CEO of the company, or I want to have a good job. That's okay. But to say that my goal is to have a nice house and to serve Hashem, that is not going to work, says the Chayav Shalvavus. If your goal is the guf and being comfortable and avos hanoah, that's one poison inside of you that's stopping you from pursuing the path of serving Hashem. If your goal, if you have as a goal, Taivas Gufnios, he calls them. And the second one is emotional. One is physical and one's emotional. The emotional one, emotional is kavod. That you want your kavod, your ego, that you see as a goal, a tachlis, that people should hold of you, people should be mechabed you, people should be aware of how much good you do and how much tzedakah you give and how big talmid chacham you are and how you help people, and you know, you want to make sure people know about it, and I'll mechabed you. So if you have that, that's the second poison. These are the two poisons that poison a person. If you have that, you can't, you're fettered. You can't pursue Hashem. It's either Hashem or you. It's either Hashem or you. If you, I cite Ayn Rand a lot, but whoever read it here, I always forget how many people read it. Nobody. Ayn Rand. So the truth is, so she was an atheist, unfortunately. But the truth is, at least it was, she was an atheist because of Hashita. Because Hashita is very oisgehalten, and that's taka the antithesis of Yiddishkeit. She wrote a lot of good things, but in the core, because she celebrated the ego of a man, of men, and she's held that up to be the highest ideal, mankind and his ego and doing things because he wants to do them. So it was inevitable that she would be an atheist. That's what I mean. You know, at least she was emes. If you, that's what Chavis HaLovis is saying, if you pursue the ego, our conception of Hashem is unfortunately a bit childish. Now maybe it has to be because it's very deep. It's very deep and it's hard. But, you know, if I ask my 10-year-old kid, you know, he's eating a piece of bread, I go, oh, who really gave you the bread? Hashem! Okay, make a bracha. He makes a bracha. You know what he's talking about. But we're not that much further along. So, and we really, the real, I mean, service to Hashem, as the Chavis HaLovis says, is bittul, where we taka have to negate our egos, and we want to do Ratzon Hashem, and we're here to do Ratzon Hashem, and He created us, and that's the only real reality, is to fulfill His will. And this is very, very tough on the ego, very, very tough. And if you really want to think deeply about it, in the Chavis HaLovis' world of Hakaras HaTov, of doing everything out of a sense of gratitude, really fits perfectly with this idea. Because when you do something out of gratitude, you know, you're really making a statement that I owe you. That means I don't have independence. Now the irony is that the Chavis HaLovis encourages independence, and he insists on independence, and he insists on people using their rational faculties to understand things and to delve into things, with one exception. That exception is Hashem. In other words, to Hashem, you have to be botel. You don't go. You don't mess with Hashem. You don't start up. There has to be biddul. Then that's really the definition of Hashem. On a very deep level. That's why it's good, because the Chavis Haldodos, I think, makes it very, very possible at a macro level. You know, you can do it without being a very deep philosopher. Because that's really what you're doing when you do things out of a sense of gratitude. When you do things out of a sense of gratitude, you're saying, I couldn't make it myself. I am dependent on you. I owe you. I am really... Our ability to do mitzvahs is only because we're enabled by Hashem, right? The blood flowing through our bodies, all of our reactions, everything we do, right? My brain right now is signaling a message to my vocal cords, face, and this brain, and everything's working. It's all Hashem's enabling it. So, Mimela, if we develop the sense of gratitude, will be batel to Hashem. That's why he says that kavod is the other second, is the big poison. There's one poison to ruchnius is gashmius, plain and simple. Not the existence of it, but the pursuit of it. Having it as a goal, as a something I'm going towards. And the second poison is kavod, because the more kavod you want to be well thought of, and that's where your actions take you to, so that takes you away from Hashem. Let's learn now a little more inside, where he said, how does the first one manifest itself? Through the pleasures of life, eating, drinking, and all the things that we do that give our bodies physical pleasure. And he says, and this is where we learned last week, and it was a little shocking to everybody here, that the tools of the second thing is talking too much. And that's something that's Chavis Haldodos repeats in his Sefer again and again. He doesn't like talking. The less you talk, the less trouble you'll be in. The more you talk, the more trouble you'll get into. And he says, talking too much brings lidei seeking kavod, and I'm saying now, being jealous and talking about what Shmerel has and what Beryl has and what this one has and what are they doing and how come we're not doing it and look at what they're doing. And it's just, that's what he says. But he's not here to talk about talking. He just says that's the tools of the second poison. For Av Chevres B'nei Adam, and you Visno Slam, you want to, you know, if you say, well, this means you shouldn't be friendly. Okay. It means you should be friendly, but you have as a, again, your goal is that people should hold of you. The Avos HaMahalel V'HaKavod Mehem, that's the point. The hakina bohem, and memela turns to kina, the kinyanim ha'olamiyim, the hechrichem b'asher b'yodom, and you want to get things away from them. That's like losach mode. You want to have it. Uvazos olsom, and they're talking lashon hara, making fun of people because it puts you higher up if you push the other one lower down. The Zachar Genusam, that's Lashon Hara, Vadoma Lazeh. The Masha Zachart, so even what you mentioned, and if it would be true, Mikospech, from your desire to bond with Hashem, Rav Chetzech Lefro Atovos Olokim Olayich Emes, if you really want to get to work, so the first thing is to get rid of the poison. Harchikimi Olayich Masha Zacharti Loch, what I've mentioned to you, menakochos v'hamidos b'chol yicholtech, as much as you're able to. The achar kach, after you get yourself the poison, then I can give you the medicine, meaning I could connect you to Hashem. And well, it's bitter, meaning it's hard, it's not easy, but you get rid of the poison, and we can get to work. V'achar kach ale oschol shar echol menor refua. Amra nefesh. Whoa, he says that's not so easy. Zayiksha alayli parev mimenu. It's not easy. I've been doing it a long time. I'm used to all these things. Rigilosi bo. L'chein horeini be'ez eponim yokal alay b'chazdecha. Teach me how I could, to make it easier to be poresh from them. To get away from them. He's talking very, very practically. You know, he's saying, habit is habit, and I'm used to it, and that's what I think is me, and that's what I think is part of me. So how can I all of a sudden, like, just walk away from it and work on negating my desire for kavod and negating my desire to be comfortable, to have pleasure, physical pleasure? How do I do that? Where do I start? What do I grab onto? Oneh ha-seichel, Omer ha-seichel, halo yodato, ki ha-maskil, an intelligent person, would be more than happy if he has gangrene or some other such disease. He'd be more than happy that an arm be cut off in order to save his life. Any rational person, when given that choice, would choose, hopefully, to have his hand cut off, his or her hand cut off, but it saves their life. Ki amaskul yokol b'ein of lichros nituach echad min asachav, to cut off one of the limbs of his body, ulipoke deiver echad, and will be missing a limb, me'evorov, k'sheyero b'choli, if he has a certain illness, v'hu mefached, and the doctor's afraid, me'hispashtusho b'sheyevorov, it's going to spread to his other limbs, right, certain forms of cancer are certainly like that it spreads, and you want to try. They try to cut it out. Who may vin mashayesh ben shnehu in yonim. You know, he says, okay, like, you know, say, what do you want to lose, your hand or your life? So he goes, I'm thinking. Right, I'm thinking. An intelligent person doesn't have to think too long. Right, there's not much of a choice here. Umakir meshiyesh ben shtei haros. If you realize what's involved, you want to lose your arm and you want to lose your whole life. So, no brainer. So v'cheinat. It's not as hard as you think. Im tirsi shetokol beinayich predos masha predosu kosher. If you want to make it easier, you say, "Oh man, someone's going to cut off my hand." That's like the hardest thing in the world. There's no way I'm ever going to be able to be sovel and to allow and to just, it's excruciating to cut off my hand. It's very easy. Watch, one second. Do you want to lose your hand or do you want to lose your life? Okay. Where do I sign up? You know, right? So he says, you say, oh, how can I be purged from the pleasures and the hanos and it's become so much a part of my life? So he says, see me a libech, v'shtamshi b'binoseich, use your seichel. To realize b'shikul mashiyesh ben hatovar shetagia elayich b'poreid mimenu v'horor shetimsa osach b'asmodas chevroso. Think, you know, you want to lose the pleasure or you want to lose much, much more? Because I'm telling you, if you don't get rid of that desire, then you're never going to get anywhere in your spiritual life and your spiritual climb. And, you know, it's like you chose the arm over your life. It'll be easier for you to handle if you realize the alternative. Omra nefesh, okay, so tell me the alternative. If it stays, Omra haseichel, Hatova, I'll tell you, we're down to earth tovos. We're not talking about olam haba. We're talking about very down to earth tovos. Shalvas nafsheich umenuchasa mima'afal kederos ha'olam. Very poetic, lashonos. You say, you know, what are the pleasures of this world? Either they're fleeting and they take a, this is what he's going to say. They're either fleeting and take a few seconds, or they end up causing more problems than they're worth. Whether it's money or good food or other hanos, they end up just they end up having unintended consequences, unintended side effects, and the things just, you have no guarantee. So you think it's pleasurable and it's good, but there's all sorts of things going on. So shalvas nafshech u'menuchosech mi ma'afal kadrus ha'olam, from the darkness of the world, shana also of all of their hanos that you're, that you can't tear yourself away from, u'rabos ba'atzodim, meaning ba'atzvos, v'ta'avos of nifsakos, and you always feel unfulfilled because you're focused on what you don't have. You're focused on what you don't have, so you feel unfulfilled. V'haviyech l'hakir ba'achriz cheskas ha'karosech b'beis margoech. And you, then you'll be able, once you get rid of these desires, you'll be get rid of, you'll be able to be makir what's really good for you. V'shetishtadil lo v'sochishalot. V'ashar hazem b'shari ha'tovos, by explaining this to you, and what you'll now gain out of being poreish from these things, asher hatzolosech v'chiyusech b'hem, this is going to save your life. This is going to bond you with Hashem. Acharo'o, and the flip side, if you don't get rid of it, meshivo da'agosech, you'll end up worrying, marba d'chosu marba daiga. You'll always be worried about your portfolio. You'll be worried about if it's going up or down. V'achbolas yigonech, you just cause yourself agony. V'hasmodos evlech beheder mishalosech bolamazeh, because you can't get whatever you want. So if you're focused on what you don't have, you'll just, that's you'll always think of life as not having. Asherim tagi'i aleihen, tagi'i ala hevel. You're not going to end up with anything. And then you'll feel foolish. You're certainly leaving Olam Hazeh. And what are you going to do if you don't make it to Olam Habah? And if you don't get rid of these poisons, you're certainly not going to be able to accomplish any of these great things you've said you wanted to accomplish. Omer ha-nefesh ha-vinosi ma'aser shachart, I understand. V'ani mekaveh, I hope, she-tokol be'enai ba'avuro pridas, when I experience cutting out ma shehoya olai kosher kodem lochein, there's some sort of breakthrough here. He said, okay, I'm ready to do it. And I understand how to make it easy by picturing, visualizing two worlds that I could possibly occupy, and saying, okay, like, all of a sudden it's a no-brainer. You're cutting off your hand to save your life. What are you going to do? Vani makave, that will make it indeed kal. Okay. Ach hosefli shar sheni meyofani harafua. Yoreni mashach hafatzli bavodas elokim. Give me more. Tell me more. Teach me more ways of refuah to get rid of the poison so that I can develop, is it, gratitude towards Hashem and do the mitzvahs on that plane, on that level. Omar Seichel. Memshelas Hadobar, to have a handle on things. Uklolo shel inyan hu. Shetakabli olayach mimisha lamala mimeich, mashad rotzo shiyakabu mimeich olav misha hu lamata mimcha. Emishtavus ho'erchim. Treat Hashem, treat he who is above you, Hashem, the way you, he says, you really, you could figure this out yourself. How do you want to be treated by people who are, who are beneath you? Beneath you meaning you're in charge. Let's say you're a manager and they're your workers. So you expect a certain behavior from them towards you. That's what you have to do towards Hashem. So to kabel yolaych mashalamala mimeich, meaning from Hashem, mashad roita shiyakabel mimeich olav mishuhu lamata mimecha. In mishtavu so erchem. Umashu tol beinayich mimeno v'yera lecho ma'asayu, whatever is good, whatever you consider good and proper, kabel mimi. Umashu tol beinecho mimenu v'yera lecho ma'asayu, kabel mimi shalamala mimeich kamohu. Hosifili perish or beer, the nefesh says, explain yourself, elaborate. I'm sorry? Omra hanefesh. Hosifili perish or beer. Omra seichel. Again. Hali al dadech tovus o elokim alaych. What Hashem has done for you. B'meshe kolel osech imzul osech. What he gives you, let's say, the sun. Okay? Everybody's sharing in the sun's Tovos, umashat miyuchedes bo, and what's special for you, your children, what you enjoy doing, what you're able to accomplish. So think about that, and it's all Hashem giving it to you. V'achakach heli amachshavtech shat hasivosa hetivosa bekamuson la'avdech bimiknas kaspech, that you did a tova for your Eved, one that you didn't have to do. And the way you would expect him to appreciate what you done, what you did for him, kabli also malayach mi borech, umashu beinech rami menu, yera beinech gam kemi meich leborech. In other words, this is the nub of what he's been talking about. That this is the union of gratitude. That you want to be marchik what the person doesn't like. And you want to be makar of what the person does. And you can't see yourself going against their will. Omra nefesh, avinosim asher zochart li b'chlal, achaseim yichesed uveor oso li b'prat. Omra seichel, ha'inyonim, he's going to specify now. Ha'inyonim sheim toivim, me'achad me'avde ha'olam, what would be proper hisnagus from an eved to his adon? She is snag bumlefi adonov kisheyig malehu, only a little of what Hashem does for us. Minatov kitsay mashe gemolech borech. So he says, it's very simple. He proceeds to go through the whole Torah. Mehem sheyich abdu levado bedibru v'maisa. Have kavod for Hashem with the way you talk, the way you act, with an edelkeit, with a refinement. Just think how you want your Eved to act in front of you. This is another example of what I always say, that the Chavis Lavovus brings everything down to earth. Here also, like he's madgish, just the way you would want to be treated. If you were holding someone alive and gave him everything he needed, and he asked them to work for 2 hours a day, he should help you bang in some nails. Should be trustworthy, the same tocho kabara as it's called, act the same inside as outside. Bishayira also, v'yifchad mimenu, and have yira saonesh calls manshu amid lefonov. K'mashom k'tzasa chasidim al tamres adonecha v'hu roe oscha. Umehem, another personality trait you should cultivate. She yishofel, you should feel botel to Hashem. V'yikona la'adonov, be humble. It's not really humble, it's kniyas, humility and submissiveness. Benira mimasov ubesesa matzpono, b'sheyinag b'shvelus lefonov. The way you talk, the way you dress. This is for men and women. There's a certain. This is like the idea of wearing a yarmulke, right? That you're going around b'shvelus, tsanua. Hashem is around. Hashem is watching you. Hashem is with you. Hashem is real. B'shiyinak b'shiflus l'fona b'malbusho, the way you dress, or b'midoso, the way you talk, the way you act. B'chabduhu v'romimu b'lashono b'levavo. B'shiyishabach v'yod also b'yomo v'leilo. You're praising him. You owe him everything. B'shiyizgar tovoso v'seseru v'agoloi. B'yisaper mahalala v'shvachav. You'll talk about how Hashem gave you this and how Hashem gave you that. And how you got to here. And whoa, it is unbelievable. How did I get to here? You know, a chain of events had to happen for me to end up here. For your words, avodosu besimcho v'tov levo me'avoso shiyim tzachem be'enot. This is another totsa'ah, ramification of serving Hashem out of gratitude. That it creates tremendous joy in the mitzvah. We explained this in a special class a few weeks ago. The Yoruslav Odosu Basimcha Batuvle, because you're finding favor in the eyes of Hashem, and that's the least you can do after all he has done for you. Viskora Velvitsono, Vyashanalo Tomid Liratzel Soso. This is interesting. You should always daven to him. Because inevitably we fall and fail. We're humans. So daven to him to be mochel. This is a central part of our avodas Hashem. Because he makes it like a long laundry list. You say, what did he leave out already? What is his point here? So he's saying things. He's talking, because he wants you to understand how he got to them. Just think about this mythical Eved. And how would you feel if you were his Adam? And you kept him alive, and you gave him everything he needed. You would expect him to act and to work. You see him strutting around, you'll get annoyed to no end. You know, you want to take him down a peg. V'yuschanen lo tomid l'ratzos osu l'chaper lo v'yevohu, that's avos Hashem, v'yefached. You should be afraid, she'em mekatzer b'meshet tzivo. You should be afraid you're not living up to what you're supposed to live up to. People are always afraid they're not doing the job, what they're supposed to at their job. But people, maybe they didn't daven good enough today. Maybe I should have davened better. Maybe they didn't give enough tzedakah. You should be afraid that maybe you're not doing enough of Ratzon Hashem. The Yishmor Mitzvosov. The Yisrachik Mimash Eziru Mimenu. The Yosem Alibo Mashacholof Lomen Ho'avonos. The Yirba Bein of Tovosov. The Yigadlo. The Yivez Ma'asev B'Matzachu Chayav Lo, minimize that you're doing for him. Don't make it into a big deal. The Yamait that's Lo Tircho L'Neged Ma'asheroi Lo, minimize the amount of Torah that it is. Even though we all like to boast how hard it is to make Pesach. If we would ever be serious, it would be a problem. It would be a problem. We want to do everything out of gratitude. Thank you, Hashem, for allowing me to. The Yodah Bekatnus Ma'aloso Be'eno Veitzel Gedulas Adonav Benafsho. Feel humble, feel that humility. The Yarbel Ishtachfuslo. He'll want to bow down to him, bowing down being the form of expression of humbleness. The Chrolo Bekrio Kania Beshiflus. This will lead also to relying on Hashem. If Hashem gives him everything he needs and a little more, yode v'yishabeach. V'im yarivehu, then you have to be mekabel. You can't be boeit, you have to deal with it. You have to realize that Hashem is doing it for a reason, for tova. And the ikar is that it's not random, but it's sent by Hashem, and therefore and he's makabel et pesimcha, really, he's supposed to also. He doesn't talk about that here. The eidailo b'meshech hananu, right? It's enough. Hashem nosom Hashem lokach. I mean, it's very high madrega. He talks about it as a matter of factly. V'yatzdikenu b'yasru also. You give Hashem gerech, right? He's right. Tzadiku Hashem, kipiu morisi. Okay, we'll stop here at this point. Okay. Okay. It's a long list. I gotta get to work.